John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. Speaking of Chicago, as Richard instructs me, south side of Chicago, the Obama Presidential Center. And I'm keen on parts of the paper that Richard's made available to me. It's now in Forbes, about the construction of roadways. Richard, what is the FHWA? Before I read this paragraph, what is the FHWA?
The Federal Highway Traffic Administration.
And that is a major regulatory body, FHWA. So yes. Listen to this paragraph. The government reports reach this indefensible conclusion of building by relying inter alia on the astonishing contention that, quote, the roadway closures and the decision to locate the Obama Presidential Center in Jackson Park are local land use and land management decisions by the city and are not under the jurisdiction of the FHWA, end quote. That sounds to me like they're dancing past a problem that they know exists. Are they, Richard?
Doing somersaults. I mean, if you take their definition of local, you get some really strange situations because you've got a bunch of interstate roads going through the park and all sorts of other transportation. There is no local exception from this. The full exertion of the commerce power applies, and that would certainly cover any local transportation that's connected to interstate transportation. They've maintained this position repeatedly in all sorts of public hearings. There is not a single case that they cite, not a single regulation to which they turn to state this. It is pure ipsa dixit. I mean, what they're doing is they're playing what I regard as a very dangerous game. In order to ram this thing through the administrative process, what they do is they make legal findings and legal arguments that are utterly untenable, which means that when there's a lawsuit against it, they're going to be very hard-pressed to defend these sorts of things. And it means that if Mr. Buttigieg is going to try and say, okay, I'm going to approve this, he's going to have to do something better than say that this is just local. I mean, the kinds of things that escape federal control under environmental law is you've got a weed patch somewhere in the country which has got 6 inches of water in it, and a bird from time to time may drop down on it, and there's at least authoritative law that says that's not federal. Well, Jackson Park is not an isolated piece of country water going nowhere, doing nothing. It's a major thoroughfare.
Let's offer the Obama Presidential Center a wonderful roof that would help everybody. Where, Richard? You have a recommendation.
Oh, well, there's a major park on the south side to the west called Washington Park, and it's located relatively close to the freeway, the Green Line, a subway, another subway, the Red Line, got good bus service, and there is a vacant 10-acre plot, which is just to the left of it. It's borders Garfield Boulevard, a major thoroughway, and Martin Luther King Drive, another major thoroughfare, so that what you can do is build it there. In fact, if you want to make it parkland, one of the things they can do is build it on private land and then enter into a deal with the city where it will be then absorbed into the park system, which has been done with other facilities like the Field Museum. And this is a much superior site. It doesn't have water problems. It doesn't have bird problems. You don't have to reconfigure the road system in any way. And since it's relatively isolated, you could put together a fairly impressive tower if you want to without having any of the inconveniences that you have on the other side. This has been on the table from the beginning. Indeed, when the University of Chicago decided to back the Obama Center, it pointed to Washington, the site near Washington Park, as one of the alternatives. It's still backing the one in Jackson Park, which I regard as a grievous mistake for the university to do. And, you know, I've talked there for many, many years. But I don't think they've taken an active role in this. When the litigation comes, the questions for the Obama administration, the Obama family is to do, is how do they start to defend something like this when they're actually brought into the suit? The current attitude that the president has and the first lady has, the ex-president, is that we are above reproach. We announce the progress. We do not object. Meet any particular objections that are raised to our particular project. We just simply go forward as the folks on the other side don't exist. Indeed, the only thing they actually fight about is something known as the community benefits agreement, which is how many local jobs will be created. That's an issue in which Protect Our Parks and the individual plaintiffs whom I represent don't really care about. You're going to have those job questions, whether you locate near Washington Park or in Jackson Park. It's a separate kind of issue. And so the only legal issue you have is why do you want to rip this up? We did not stress, I think, enough the trees, John.
We have a minute left. Go ahead. The trees. A thousand old growth trees.
Old growth trees.
Right.
some of which are, you know, 60 inches wide. And the city is going to cut those down, and it's going to, quote, mitigate the damage by putting up saplings between 2 inches, 2.5 inches, and 4 inches, which will literally take, you know, 20 or 30 years to grow to fruition. In the interim, all the stuff, the drainage that's facilitated by the trees, the nesting sites that it provides to local birds and to transitory animals, are going to be completely lost. And the basic position that the city has taken and the federal agencies have taken is a tree is a tree.
Timeline, Richard. Timeline. When should we... What's the timeline here? When will the decision be made? This year? Next year?
Well, this is...
Quickly.
We'll file suit shortly. And the question is how long it goes is going to depend upon what kind of judge you get and what kind of defense right. that they make. We will try to push as fast as we can. It's not in the interest of the Obama Foundation to delay this because they're not allowed to cut down any trees so long as the litigation is pending and until they get the consent of Mr. Buttigieg, which can be challenged in court for violating the statute.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution writing about the proposed Obama Presidential Center, not a library, in the South Side of Chicago. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.